Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Time for 30 ticks. So how this works, basically, if we can get 30 ticks to agree with us, then it's a new show rule.
Now, we're not debating the other side. Jazeel just has to fight for his belief.
Yeah.
And see if he can get 30 people to agree with him.
And I think we're going to get this within two songs. Maybe even one song, so because I'm so confident.
I'm not going to fight with you for the other side, because that's not the point of this.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to you and see if you can just get 30 people to agree with you.
100%.
I do have feelings on it. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to hear these feelings very shortly, okay? Now, reverse parking is better than forward parking. Now, I watch you. Not in a weird way.
Okay.
We both arrive at work at roughly the same time.
Correct.
And you always forward park.
Yeah, it's easy
and
to get
always,
out here.
No, but always think of it like, no, why would you do that? There are so many benefits of reverse parking, such as, okay, you're not going to hit anyone because if you're, no, hear me out, right? If you drive in somewhere, you know your surroundings, okay? So right then and there, if you reverse park, you know what's happening. If you walk out and you're in a rush for whatever reason, you don't know what's behind you, there's the chance of hitting something or someone. You don't want that.
But when we leave here...
Hang on. Still got a few more points.
No, just quickly.
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Go.
Okay. Next point, right? You never know when you're going to be in a rush. When you arrive somewhere, you know what time is. You're like, okay, I'm early, I'm late, whatever. But when you leave, you don't know. It might be an emergency. You've got to get gone. And you want to be able to get out quick. Knowing your surroundings. So there's another great point. Getting out quick. Another point. If you break down, okay, and someone needs to jumpstart you, look at your engine for whatever reason, it's so much easier if it's accessible, not hidden in a bush somewhere. So that's why you always reverse park. It's just a better way to do things.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a reverse parking hater, because there are times for it, of course.
Which is all the time.
When I drop the kids off at school.
Yeah.
I reverse park because it's easier to get out because it's busy.
That's what I mean.
Here at work, though.
Emergency, get out.
When we leave, it's just you two nuggets in the car park with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just take my time. It's fine.
Okay. Well, firstly, that hurt. Okay. I'm not a nugget.
Are you sure? You sure about that?
Currently, we're sitting on 12 techs. So we're just under halfway to get to that 30. I mean, it definitely is the best and most efficient way to park, I think.
I just have to do a shout out to Nigel.
Yeah.
He says, reverse parking for the win, 100%. P.S. Nuggets are yum.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they are, Nigel. If you don't think nuggets are yum, there's something wrong with you.
Another one here. Reverse parking is way better. Hubby and I always reverse park into our garage too.
Really? See, that surprises me.
See, I think that's probably the best. Like, if you go somewhere and you're in a rush and there's heaps of cars everywhere, whatever, do your thing. I still think reverse parking is the best. But for your garage, I'm like, definitely, especially if it's a single garage. Because what happens if your car doesn't start and you need to jump? How are they going to get access to the front of your car?
This is for just in cases.
Yeah.
Let's reverse park just in case.
Well, there's no, you're not hurting anyone, right?
It's true. It just takes so long. Have you, you've seen my street. Not particularly busy.
Yeah, but what if? What if your car doesn't start?
Don't live my life on what ifs, Jazeel.
More here. Both have their merits, but however, I do agree with Jazeel's point. Reverse park for the win. Reverse, yes. Amen. I'm counting that as a reverse. 100% agree with you, Jazeel. Much safer, always.
Another shout out to Nigel. Fun fact, they only reverse park in Singapore.
Okay, so that was
is that
next...
true?
Okay, we're going to have to...
Is it like a law?
Producer Talana, can you quickly double check that? Is that correct? Not that we don't trust you, Nigel.
Nigel, look, we trust you. You like nuggets too, so how can we not?
Keep checking, Delana. Okay. But imagine a world where we only reverse parked.
Imagine a world.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we're halfway. Let's keep
in
those ticks coming.
Where we only 0429 985 985.
And currently, I only need 4 more ticks to cross the line and it become law here at 98.5, which means you will have to drive into work and reverse park for the rest of the year.
Look, I'm not debating this. I'm just saying sometimes, you know, there's a time and a place for reverse parking.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't agree. So, shut her down. We need four more ticks, and this is set in stone for the entire year. Now, all I need you to do is just say, hey, look, yes, reverse parking. It is the only way to park.
But what about when you have to open your boot and get all your shopping in?
You go around the back. What's your problem?
It's too close to the wall sometimes.
No, because a lot of garages have that back door into your house, right? So it's actually more convenient if you're loading groceries.
No, I'm talking
groceries.
About at the shopping centre.
Oh, at the shopping centre.
And we're in the parents' parking only.
Yeah.
When you both reverse in and you can't, there's not enough room to get your pram out.
Let's rewind about 30 seconds. You said we're not debating this, right?
That's true. I'm just saying. I said there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place. Not every
good
time.
Point.
Not every time can you reverse park.
No, you can still reverse park. And then you've got to weigh it up, okay? Which is more inconvenient?
But you can't get your pram out and set it up.
No, you can. You just don't go as far back. You create a little safe space right at the very end of where you park. That way no one can hit you. You're safe between you and the bush.
There is a time and a place. That's all I'm saying.
I need four more. Come on. Four more. 30 ticks. It is, it's game over, Beck. Reverse parking is the only way to park, and it has been confirmed with exactly 30 texts coming through. So thank you to everyone.
Well done.
Who made this a new drive rule, which means we can only reverse park from now on. I look forward to watching you struggle to park.
I'm good at reverse parking. I've always maintained there is a time and place for both types of parking.
Yeah, and now there isn't.
I'm an equal parking opportunist.
And now there's only one.
I do not discriminate against parking.
You've got 10.5 months left.
I even parallel
of
park.
Only reverse parking.
What happens if you have to parallel park?
Well, you do that reversing anyway.
It's true.
Yeah, so.
I'm pretty good at
rule stands. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.